Okay. I said before, today we'll just be Iker, sort of Akdama, some general topics by Shaimrim. Maybe we'll just start, we'll at least start the Mishnah. Is anyone else coming? Close the door? Huh? There's no door. It's like if you can't close the door, there's no door. Okay. So let's at least read Mishnah Rashi in one or two hours, and then we'll talk a little bit more about the general concepts of Shaimrim, what's the Machayiv of Shaimrim. As Mishnah says, "Afar Shaimrim, Afar Shaimrim, Shemachina Mishael Nesach Vaseicha." The Mishnah goes on to enumerate all the halachas. Shemachina Nishba Alkal. This is very interesting. Rashi says, "Shemachina Nishba Alkal." Akol amurois haksuvois b'shar shaimin l'chiyuv hunish b'shakach os leipater. So it says al kol. I think there's what points out in Rashi already. The Rashi is bavar and Rashi is bothered. All right, it's not true. Shemchinam is not nishba al kol. If he's b'sheya, he has to pay. Can we squeeze a little bit? I'm gonna sit in my lap. I don't know. Shemachinam is not nishba al kol. Shemachinam is chayiv on pshia. So that's Rashi bavurns. And Rashi says no. I mean, what does al kol mean? Al kol means all the halachas that are said in the parsha. That is what the Mishnah is talking about. The Shemchinah is Nishba al Kol, but not really al Kol. He's talking Chayiv and Pshia. And the truth of the matter is, the Rashi, the Tosfos on Sayyid Alan and Beis. I'm going to take a quick look. I got a man that reels after the Shulchan Aruch to see it. Tosfos on Sayyid Alan and Beis. It's not so hard. Turns two pages. Tosfos says Lechoshev Pshia. So as Rashi explains, right, that when it says alcohol, it doesn't mean alcohol. But then really the question though, so why doesn't the Mishnah mention that Shemachinim is Chayiv and Pshia? It's telling you all the halachas. It's telling you what Shemachinim is Chayiv, it tells you what Shemachinim is Chayiv, and it only tells you what Shemachinim is Patri, he's Patri alcohol, he's Nishba alcohol. Yeah, why doesn't it say Shemachinim is Chayiv? Why doesn't it say Shemachinim is Chayiv? Thaisa says, Lechosh Pshia doesn't mention Pshia, the Baha Kulu Chayav. Tais about why doesn't it say Pshia? So Tais inside Al and Abayis, the Master of Shem Mechinam, that because that everyone's Chayiv. That's not a Chiddush, that's not something Miyuchid to Shem Mechinam, because everyone's Chayiv. And therefore, it doesn't mention it. So that, now, the truth of the matter is, it could be there's another terrorist, and that we'll see when we, in the Hemshech of the Shir, Iker, that because it's really a Shaila. What is the gather of the chiyuv of pshia? So that a shayim mechinam is chayiv and pshia is pater and gneiv avedi is pater naitzim is chayiv and pshia. So the chiyuv pshia is a famous Rambam in Perek Beis Milchus Chiris. The Rambam says that Rambam is mechadish a yisoid that pshia is mitam mazik. A peshe is like a mazik. It's not just tam. All other chiyuv of Hashem is chayiv and aveda. That's part of the chiyuv of the Torah is chayiv and aveda. We'll see exactly soon what the gather is. The Rambam says the chiyuv pshia of Hashem achinam is different. The hainu, it's a gather of mazik. Where's the nafkamina? The Rambam is because hey, the halach is that avodim, Karkois and Shtaris are an Ismaya from the parish of Shaimim. Yeah? It's called Prat Klal, that there's no, the whole parish of Shaimim was not said by Karka, Avodim, and Shtaris. So the Rambam says, what if someone's, what about a Shemachin, any Shaimim? Shaimim is Persheya on Karka. Right? Is he Chayiv or not? There's no parish of Shaimim, no Chiyu Shaimrim on Karaka. Says the Rambam, Perbez Lochit Gimel, Yero Ali, Chidish and Rambam, Shem Pasha Shaim Bavodim, Ukiyetzi Behem, Taino, Avodim, Shtaras, and Karkois, Chayiv Shalem. Shaini Potter Bavodim, Karkois, Shtaras, Elim, Midin, Hagneva, Veda, Vamis, Ukiyetzi Behem, Shem Yashem Achina, Amutalpna, Benigni, Voyavdu, Yishba, Bavodim, Karkois, Potter. Shem Yisachar is going to invade. He's potter on these. Avon Pasha Chayei Basham Shekol HaPesheya, says the Rambam, Maziku. Someone who's Pesheya, a Shem who's Pesheya, and he doesn't watch and something happens, the Rambam says he's a Mazik. The Rambam says he's a Mazik. And that the Ravid says, what are you talking about? Says the Ravid, if she is Matam Mazik, says the Ravid, then Pesheya Mazik. Shim Hayakain, Pshia Babailim, Lama Potter. Elish in a Pshia Diamond Lamazik. Says the Ravid, Pshia is not a Mazik, he's Pshia. Seders, he's Pshia. Something happened. But it's not like he's Mazik Beidayim, it's not a Chiv of Mazik. It's a part of Chiv, the parish of Shayim. It's a part of Chayim, Hashem Achimim, Chin of being Pshia. But it's not a Mazik. In Mail of Avodim and Karka and Shtars, where there's no parish of Shayim, there's no Chiv for Pshia either. And what's the Ravid's Raya? Says the Ravid, if you tell me Pshia is with a Mazik, why by Pshia Babailim? Haray, that's really another question. The din of a shoyl is one case that a shoyl is potter. The hainu, if it's bebayim, it's the whole first few plot in the parak shoyl, which we're not going to get to so fast, but that there's a patur of ba'ol, the pasuk says, ba'ol of imay lo yishalem. You know, a shoyl is chayiv even in aitzin, but if the bailim worked for the shomer, the shas, at the onset of the shmira, of the she'ela, then there's a p'tor of Baal of Ima Le'isha. He's working, and then there's no chiyah. Says the Ravid, if you tell me that Shia, the chiyah of Shia is a part of the parish of Shomerim, okay, so then by Baal of Ima, there's a p'tor, there is no chiyah. The Torah is b'mayit Baal of Ima from the chiyah of Shomerim. If you tell me it's not a chiyah of Shomerim, the chiv of Pshia is a chiv of Mazik. And that's why it's even by Karka. So then why should there be Ptur of Baal of Imai? Baal of Imai, Lo Yishalem, why should there be a Ptur? Why should there be a Ptur? So for the Rambam, you have to explain, you have to say that in this Bemzin, the Shach, the Shach says that there's a fundamental difference between the Ptur of Karka and the Ptur of Baal of Imai. By Baal of Imai, the Torah says Baal of Imai lo yishalein, then the Pshat is that you're not a Shayim B'chlal. There's no Chiv Shmir either. By Baal of Imai, it's not a Ptur in Tashlumin. Baal of Imai is a Ptur, and that's a Mechiv Shmir as well. We'll see soon the two ideas in Shomerim, Zechiv, to pay if something happens, depending on different Shomerim. And also, you have to be done, that's a Mechiv to watch. That's a Mechiv to watch. We'll see how these two things come together, if they come together. Yeah? But says the Shach, the Ptur of Baal of Imai, Lai Shalom, the Baal of Imai, B'Shas, the Sheila, who had been B'Shas, the schiras of Shasta, the Shem Esach, Shasta Shem Echin, Shasta onset of the Shmira, then Pshad, you're not a Shemir B'chal. There's not a Shemir. So Meila, Hashem Kibay Avadim, that's a Ptur in Tashlumin. Avadim, someone is a Shemir on Karka, yeah, he's a Shemir on Heved, Shemir on Ashtar, he has a Din Shemir, he's considered a Shemir. There are no Chiyuvim. There's no Chiyuv Tashlumin, but a Shemir he is. So Mela, Shach doesn't directly come to answer the Ravid, but Zach Meshach, that's the difference. Baal of Imai lo yishalem, you're not a Shayim B'chav. By Karka, you're a Shayimer, but there's a Ptur in Tashlumin. Mela, that's Pshat the Rambam. The Rambam says that Parsheya is Mitam Mazik. A Parsheya by Shem Echinam is a Din Mazik. That's why Yechayev and Karka. Right, the Ravid, so why by Baal of Imai? Why by Baal of Imai you potter on Parsheya? I your Mazik? Yeah, and that won't be Hagabat Smcha. Yeah, Baal of Imai, the guy's Baal of Imai, and the guy takes, he loans his car to him, yeah? And Baal of Imai Bishas the thing. Then he goes ahead and rams the car into a wall, yeah? So he's potter because Baal of Imai? No, about the Mazik be dying, there's no potter of Baal of Imai. Limai. So Melech says the Shach, says it in the Brayin. So if you tell him Peshay is a Tamazik, so if he's Peshay and something happened, so how can he be part of a Baal Limai? The answer is, says the Shach, in a way, that Baal Limai Pshat is, there's no chiv Shmir B'chlag, you're not a Shimer by Baal Limai. So Melech, this the Rambam says that Peshay is a Tamazik, but still it has to be that there's a chiv Shmir. Let's say I'm Stam Peshay and your object. Yeah? I'm pesheing someone's object. I open the door and the cow gets damaged. Yeah, that's a sukkah. Grom mazik and his father. I'm not chayiv midin mazik, even though I was pesheya. Teretz says even the Rambam says that pesheya is a mazik. That's only talking about when you have a chiv shmira. You have chiv to watch something, and you were negligent in your chiv shmira. You were pesheya in your chiv shmira. Then we say pesheya mitam mazik, and you chayiv in by karka. But if you're not a Shaymer B'chal, then even Ram doesn't hold that Peshay is Chayiv B'tam Mazik if you're not a Shaymer. So Meila, by Baal of Imai, the Rambam holds that you're not a Shaymer B'chal. Meila, there's not shy to say Peshay B'tam Mazik if you're not a Shaymer B'chal. Oh. So now, if you're the Rambam, someone is saying maybe a different teretz to his kash. Again, we have a problem here. Mishnah says that four shayimrim, and then tells you all the lachas of four shayimrim, and clearly omits the fact that shemachinim is chayiv and b'shir. So Taisus says, okay, because chayiv b'shir is shared by all the shayimrim. So maybe the Mishnah doesn't say it. Could be the Rambam, if b'shir is matam mazik, even though it's only by a shaymer, because only when you are responsible to watch, yeah, if you're responsible to watch and you don't watch, then you're peshay, you're considered a mazik, right? But it's the chiyuv doesn't come from the parasha of shaymer. It's not the psukim that talk about all the chiyuvim of the shaymerim. It's not a chiyuv of a shaymerim. The chiyuv of a shaymerim, shemesachar is chayin eveda, shel is chayin reinsen. Those are all chiyuvim that the Torah imposed upon the shaymerim. There's a chiyuvim mitzad the parasha of shaymerim. The chiyuv of peshel in the Rambam is not a chiyuv in the parasha of shaymerim. It's a chiyuv that only applies to shaymerim. But the side of the chiyuv is not the parsha of shaymerim. The Rambam says haraya, it's even by karka. The chiyuv of pshia is even by karka. So it means the chiyuv of pshia. Rambam says mazik. The chiyuv of pshia is in the parsha of mazik. The chiyuv of pshia, the mechayiv of pshia, is the parsha of mazik, not the parsha of shaymerim. It happens to be. It's only a shaymer that's considered a pshia, considered mazik by being pshia. Right, but it's not the parish of Shem, it's Mechayim. So maybe that's Harayi Chayiv Mekarka. So maybe for the Rambam, it's not Shver why the Mishnah doesn't mention Pshia by Shem Chinam. Because the Mishnah is discussing the Chiyuvim of Shaymerim, the Chiyuvim that come from the parish of Shaymerim, Chiyuvim of Shaymerim. Pshia for the Rambam is not a Chiyuv of Shaymerim. Pshia for the Rambam is a Chiyuv of Mazik. It so happens to be that only a shaymer is considered a mazik, but it's not a chiv of shaymer. So, man, that's why the Rambam shemachinam is missing. Shemachinam, it's chayim shi is missing. Now, Mishnah goes on to say shemachinam is well. Call again. The shalom shalom is a call. Again, also a problem. What does it mean? The shalom mishalem. Alakol says Rashi, Gneva, Veda, Bainsin. Right? That's Alakol. So again, maybe Rashi is like you said before, the Mishnah is talking about Kol Hamoiroi Saksuvois Bishar Shaimrim. Talking about all the happenings that are talked about in the Psukim of Shaymim, that we said Shemachinim is Nishma and all that. And that the Shayil is Chayiv and all that. But again, there's something missing over here. We just said the Shayil is Potter by Baal of Imai. The Pasuk Baal of Imai Lo Yishalim was said by Shayil. Right? The Baal of Imai Lo Yishalim, a Shayil is Potter on Baal of Imai. So why does the Mishnah say it? Just like Mishnah says, Shemachinim is Potter, he's Nishba. So Chayir HaShayil also He's potter and balavim. What do you mean he's chayiv alcohol? It's not true. He's not chayiv alcohol. Okay, so chayiv Rashi could be a buffer, and Zen Rashi says, meaning he's chayiv alcohol. All the things that have that talk, that all the things are talked about in the parasha, in the parasha of all the shaymrim. But it's taka patur of balavim. But it's a little funny. Why does the mission discuss it? This mission is a consolidation of all the chiyuvim shaymrim. Should tell me what about a shayil? That's interesting because the Taisa over there, the same Taisa at Alan Bay's, does mention this idea of Shoal being Potter in Meis Machmas Halacha. He says, Meis Machmas Halacha, he says, Kimon Sheshoyel, Yesh Lerushus Lasses Bamlacha Potter. It's not like, you know, he just asked, why didn't he mention Shem Machina? And he's going on to discuss what about Shoyel being part of Meis Machmas Halacha. So it's not really clear. If his question is why doesn't it mention here, it's not so clear what his answer is. He says, Kim Sheshoyel. There's two things. There's Balavima by Shoyel, and there's also Meis Machmas Halacha by Shoyel. We were just talking about why Balavima is not mentioned in the Mishnah. And it's also, Teresa has a different question. Why does it mention Meis Machmas Halacha? Harei by Shoyel, there's a Ptur of Meis Machmas Halacha. The Ptur of Meis Machmas Halacha is, if you, you know, as you borrowed a horse, you're riding the horse, and all of a sudden, boom, the horse dies in the middle of riding. So there, the Halacha is, even a Shoyel is Potter. Even a Shoyel is Potter. So really, there are two Pturim that a Shoyel does have, and both of them are not mentioned, are not discussed in the Mishnah. So the question is why? So the Legabe Ball of Imai, right? So according to the Rambam, if we say the Rambam is not a Shoyel Bechlal, that's the Ptur, so then it's not Shver why it doesn't mention the Mishnah. Chad is by Ball of Imai, according to the Rambam, we said he's not a Shoyel Bechlal, like the Shach said. There's a difference between Balavim Lo Yishalem and the Ptur of Karka. Balavim Lo Yishalem is not a Shachal. So Mel doesn't mention it. When we come to the Ptur of Meis Machmas Halacha, so here, just briefly, just to touch upon it again, when we get to Ashoyel, we'll hear more about it. The sugya is a little later, though. But there, Bamasin is Machlekes Rishonim. Why is it that a Shoyel is Chayiv in part of Meis Machmas Halacha? A Shoyel is Chayiv in Einsin. Yeah, the lightning bolt comes and strikes the object, burns it up. Yeah, boom, he's Chayiv. Yeah, but Meis Machmas Halacha is Potter. If it dies while you're working it, is Potter. What's the logic behind? Right. So. The Gemara has a lashon, because lav lochma v'kilsa shilte. I didn't borrow it just to keep it in the barn. I borrowed it to use it. Question: What is that svara? So there are various svaras in the Shainim. The Rabban said, for example, over there in the Tzayvavim Beis has a svara. Why is the shul part the Meis Machmas Halacha? He says, because Batson is a pshia on the part of the mashil. Obviously, if the animal died, you know, you borrowed it for a certain task and you didn't do something else, you did exactly what you borrowed it for, and then just like dies in you, obviously the animal wasn't holding, right? Obviously it wasn't up to what he's supposed to be. So Meila Batsim, so the mashil is really Peshe over here. He should have known his animal. He should have known this animal is about to die. It's not up for the job. So Meila, it's considered that he was Pesheya, so Meila didn't get Potter. The Rajba, for example, over there says differently. The Rajba says because it's like a mechil. It's like a mechil. Because just like Hare, when he loaned him the horse, right, he didn't assess the value of the horse, that the horse maybe won't be weakened. or you loan someone a car, you don't take it to the dealer to assess the value, and you know, and then assess it again after a week. There's wear and tear in the car, and then you know you're gonna make it pay the difference. So obviously, you might call the wear and tear. That's part of the shayla. You loan something, so there's gonna be wear and tear, right? The animal will get weak. What happened? That's part. There's a mechil on that. You're not being mechayev that guy for that b'chal. Harai, you didn't go and assess it. You didn't assess the value before to determine the difference before and after. So Meir says the Rashba, this is a chiddush, but that's how he learns the Gemara. The malikal the kula, malikal the palga. If the guy's meichel on the wear and tear, he's meichel on the animal getting weaker. So okay, so it got a lot weaker, right? There's a lot of wear and tear. That's dead. Okay. So says the Rashba, that's the insight. Afapanim, if he both of those svaris, again, we could say maybe that these turim are not turim. That's in the parasha of Shaimin. It's not a p'tur. It's a p'tur because the guy's ma'ichol. It's a p'tur because he was p'sheya, right? It's not a p'tur. It's not etzem parasha of Shaimin. There's different gedarim in Shaimin. Each one has their chiyuvim and their p'turim. Right, it's a side point that the Baalim were Peshaya, therefore he can't demand payment if he was Peshaya. Yeah, or he was Michael, that's why you're Potter. So it's a side p'tor that between you and the Baalim, between your Yachas with the Baalim, Lagabe, this the Chiyuvim of this Shayla, so there's no Chiyuv because he's Michael, because he's Peshaya, right? So Mela. Therefore, again, maybe that would be reason why it's not mentioned in the mission. The reason why it's not mentioned in the mission. Now, what we have to think about a little more is really Taisus on the Tzai Dal and Beis. This is what I'm not really sure about. Because when Taisus this says, brings out the point that Meis Machmas Malach is not mentioned in the Mishnah, so there he seems to say a third Svara, why Meis Machmas Malach is Pater. And he says, "Al mes machas malach kiva sheshoyel yesh lo yirushus lasa is ba malacha potter." Since he has a right to use it. So meila, meila. No, not really the Rashba. I don't. The Rashba sounds like saying it's a mechila. It's a mechila. Taisa seems to be saying there's according to the Rashba, pshat is the p'tur comes from the mashal, from the owner. The owner is Maichami, or the Ramban said the owner is Peshaya. Here it sounds like it's a Ptur mitzad the Shoyl. That since he had a right to use it, so I was thinking more in the lines of, and this really gets you a little bit into the kishkes of what the Machayev of Shaimer is. But if we learn that the Machayev of Shaimerim is, we'll see soon, that if you're a Peshaya, that it's always as if you not necessarily Peshum Tamaz with Rambam, but Peshaya, you're responsible for what you did. Meaning, and this is the Chakir that we'll talk about soon, because Gretzim is a very important Chakir in the whole Chakir of Shaimer. Yeah? And that was what we want to talk about today. We'll get to eventually this show. That when we talk about the chiyuv of Shaimer, right? That Shaimer Echinam is part of everything except Shia, Shemasaf is Chai Gerev Veda, Shoyel is Chai even nights. Yeah? What's the Yisoid? Is the Yisoid, the Pshat is that a Shaimer is Makabal upon himself, and he's Meshabed himself to all these chiyuvim. Right, a shemesach it's chayav gnei aved. The pshat is because when you're shemesach or sayach gnei begon to that man yomer, then you mechayav yourself in gnei aved. Tischayvus, it's an achrayus. You mechayav yourself that if gnei aved happens, then you're gonna pay. Tischayvus that you are mechabel upon yourself. And a shayol, he's mechabel on himself, and this is called an ashalai. He gets to use it. He's mechabel on himself even more. He's mechabel on himself even oynes. Yeah. Or that's one mahalach. Or we say no, that a shemesachar, that's this that it got stolen, this that it got lost, right? It could have been prevented, right? Had the Shem HaSachar been more careful, yeah? Had the Shem HaSachar been more careful, he could have prevented it. You know, things that, if someone's careful, things don't get lost, right? If someone's careful, it's not going to get stolen, right? If he wasn't 100%, he was a little bit negligent in his shmira. In other words, assuming that he has more of a shmira, as do the Gemara that, you know, the Gemara that you guys are working on, right? If the Shem HaSach has more of a chiv shmira than the Shem Mechina, have to buy Rabba, but the Shem HaSach has more of a chiv shmira than the Shem Mechina, and he didn't do his Chiyav Shmira 100%, and that's why it got lost, and that's why it got stolen, but it could have been prevented. So Meli Chayev, Kilo, you're Pesheya. You're also, for Shem HaSachar, Gnei Vavei is also Pshit. Now, for Shem Achinam, Stam, if you're Pesheya, you didn't watch it, okay. So something happened, you're Pesheya. Right? Hashem HaSachar, since the level of Shmira is more, so Mela, if you didn't do that level of shmira, something happened that could have been prevented, so it's as if you were Pesheya. It's as if Hashem Achim was Pesheya and didn't watch it at all. You're also Pesheya because you didn't watch it as much as you should have watched it. You could have prevented what happened to happen, and because of your negligence, meaning you didn't watch it the way you should have watched it, this happened. So Meil Yechayiv because of your Pesheya. It was Akil Yechayiv because of what happened. Not because you're makabel achrayus on what happened. Not that you're an insurance policy. That if this happens, I'll pay. No, you're chayiv because it happened. You're chayiv for what happened. The chiv achrayus, then the chiv achrayus, and the chiv achrayus chat is, I'm makabel on myself. Whatever happens, if something happens, I'll pay. The other side is, I'm chayiv because I caused this to happen. Me causing this to happen by not watching 100%, that's what's machayiv. What? What's nafkmina? You need a nafkmina. Simple nafkmina is let's say you're makabel chayis. So the phrase you're makabel the shmir, but you're not makabel chayis. Mekabel shmira, and not mekabel chayis. So if the chiyuv tashlum is a result of the chiyuv shmira, you'll be chayiv. That might be enough for me. Not enough for me if in Kajanisha, but that's the one in two ways right. So, now, so.
It's considered psira.
No.
It's mazik. Here it's different.
Okay, so we'll get there. There might be a difference between the chiyuv of Shayel and the chiyuv of Shem HaSachar. We'll get there. Now, in Taisvah says, Yeshlo Rishus Lasses B'Malacha, he's Potter. It sounds to me that he's saying that it's like Mazik B'Rishus. It was Batsam Kilu, your kilo response, you know, that's him, you're chayiv for what you did. But since you had a right to do it, you know, they died. You died while you were working. Okay? So, you could be chayiv, you worked it. You caused it to die. Right? So, in that case, it says, no. That case says, no. That since you had a right to do it, so it's like mask b'shus. Okay. It sounds like Taisvah is that b'atzem kili even a shayol, which in the shayol is gonna be difficult. The shayol is even chayiv nainsa. But even akapanim, there was meis of mask b'slacha. The fact that it died when you're working, b'atzem you shouldn't chayiv because you worked it. You caused it to die. And now he says no, since it's b'shus. Therefore, you're part. Alright. You're right to use it.
Mekabel on yourself
because
you didn't think it was
going to
die.
No, it doesn't say that. Okay, let's go back to the original Hakir. So, let's just finish reading the Mishnah and then we'll talk about the Hakir. again, Shem Shalom is a call. We say again, it's Uzlav Dafka. There are two Pturim, Mes Makslocha, and Bol Vimai. Mes Tach Vasech, Nishbar Mashvura, Val Shvuy, Val Mesa, Mishalma Sevedev Sekeneva. There, the Shem Sachar, and this town holds a Sarikher has dinner of Shem Sachar. He's potter on if it breaks, or it gets captured, or if it dies. Knows he's potter not in sin. But he has to swear. But okay. Now, back to the chakir we just started. Again, chakir we want to talk a little bit about is what is the etzem mechayiv of a shaymer? Is the chiv of shaymerim mitzad that you makabla chayis? Was the chiv of shaymer mitzad that since you have to watch it and something happened by virtue of the fact that you didn't watch it? So then, kilo, you chayiv because you caused it. You know it's a grama, but here that the teres mechayiv you on shaymrim, but teres mechayiv you kilo because you were gayered. Those are the two stuff. Now, by pashtis, by shoyel, there shouldn't be any chakir, because pashtis, if a shoyel is chayiv in einzin. Right? So you can't tell me, as we were saying before, that if a shoyel is chayiv in einzin, you can't tell me the chayiv einzin is because I did it. Yeah? And einis means the einis. Einis from one patra. You can't tell me that I'm chayiv kilo, I did it. Right? If I didn't watch 100% and it got lost, I didn't watch it and something happened to it, fine. So kilo, I did that. I'm chayiv for what happened. But einis, a lightning bolt struck it. Yeah? It's a tall line. I'm not doing it. There's nothing that could have done. There's nothing that could have done to stop it. I'm a tall line. So what you can't say that was mechayev me is kilu. I was garbed. I wasn't garbed. We talk about the chazal b'shivas of einus, but that's some pturah. That's some einus. Mechtesi. Masel
garbed.
What?
Masel garbed.
You're getting the religious on me over there. Masel garbed. So I can't say that it's my mechayev. But it might be sad, we'll see. But Elamai, Pashtis, yeah, everybody say Pashtis, Shoyel is Zicha Chiv Achrayis. Shoyel Pshad is Yuchayiv, Yumkab Achrayis on even an Oinis. By Oinis, you can't say that I was going with it. It's an Oinis. Elamai, by Shoyel, the Chiv of Oinis of a Shoyel, Pashtis is Zicha, only a Chiv Achrayis, not a Chiv that. Kilo, I'm responsible for what happened, I'm paying for what happened. Not necessarily. We'll see. That's a good question. That's an excellent question. What happens to Gabe? What's his name again?
David Beckermist.
That does raise a good point. That if you say the shoyel is zicha chiyav achrayis, what about the shoyel is chayiv in Geneva, the shoyel is chayiv in Mashiach as well? We'll have to see how that fits in. That's important. It's an important point. It's like this. So pashtis, a shoyel is chiyav achrayis. But so we still have to clear on the guy with the other ones. Now, even by shoyel, we say that it's a chiyav achrayis. But there's still a question by shoyel. Is there a chiyav shmir by shoyel? In other words, like we said before, when we're talking about shoyrim, there's the chiyav tashlumin if something happens. And there's another issue, what about is there a chiyav to watch? And then the question is, are these two things connected to each other? So by Shoyel we said the chiyav tashlumin is not because you were going with it. So now by Shoyel, is there a chiyav to watch b'chal? Or he's a chab l'chrayis, he's an insurance policy. If something happens, even nainis, I'll pay. Right? So you can sit back and say, I was not m'chal myself to watch it. I'm using it. I'm not m'chuyav to watch it. If something happens, I'll pay. I'm not m'chuyav to watch it b'chal. Right? That's a shayel. So from Rashi in Bamatzia, a pay aleph. So without getting stuck in the whole sugya. But in Rashi, in the Gemara that discusses this sugya, we discussed before Shmir B'Bayim, right? If the Bayim was working for you, then there's no chiyuv, right? The Bayim working b'shasta Shmir, there's no chiyuv. So the Gemara that Payal discusses what happens if we switch Shmar Li v'Shmulchan, yeah. Simultaneously, I'm watching something for you, and you're going to watch something for me. So that the Gemara says that's Shmir B'Bayim, because right, just like you're watching for me, I'm watching for you. So me watching for you is balavim, means I'm working for you. So Mela, now that you're my shomer, but there's a p'tur of Bailim, because balavim lo yishalom, because at the same time you're watching for me, so you're my shomer. You have chiyuvim of shomer to me, but since the deal was I'm going to watch for you, right? Something else. So Mela, since I'm watching for you, means I'm working for you. While you're becoming a shomer for me, I'm working for you because I'm going to watch for you. So Mela, it's balavim lo yishalom. And so to vice versa. If you're working for me while I'm becoming a shomer for you, so therefore, both of them is a p'tur of balavim. That's the sugyo. So Rashi here says that by the case of hashileini v'eshalucha, so there, also the Gemara says, Yipot, says Rashi, Shmar li v'eshmelcha is Shmir B'Bayim. Yeah? But, Hashi leini, you should loan something to me. I should loan something to you. Right? Hashi leini v'eshmelcha. Right? So there also, I'm borrowing something from you, you're borrowing something from me. So do we say also that Shmir B'Bayim?
No, Shmir.
We say the Shmir B'Bayilin. One second, that's cool for the question. Very good. That is what I'm, that is what I said. Is there a Shoyel Chayev to watch? Says Rashi, he's potter for different reasons, not calling on Shaloi. Okay, whatever. But says Rashi, when the Gemara says Shmir B'Bayilin, it's only by Shmar Li V'Shmulcha. But Hashileini v'esh alecha, you loan something to me, I loan something to you. There is no p'tur of Shmir B'Bayim, says Rashi. There is no p'tur of Shmir B'Bayim. Why? Elmai, what's your name? What?
Binyam.
Elmai is up Binyam. Because the shayel is not, Ashi Sheet is, a shayel has no chiv Shmir B'Chlap. So not only a shoyl might be different from another shaymrim, legabe the nature of the chiyuv tashlumin, at least according to Rashi, a shoyl doesn't even have a chiyuv to watch b'chal. It's by a shoyl, it's totally achrayis. The whole chiyuv starts and finishes with achrayis, and there's no chiyuv to watch b'chal. And therefore, when we flip, You loan something to me, I'm going to loan something to you. That's not called Shmir B'Bayim because it's no Shmir. Each one's Mechayev Kabbal Chayez. I'm Mechayev Chayez for your Chayez. You're Mechayev Chayez for my Chayez. Very nice. But that's not Balavim or Lo Yishalom. The Rambam Shita is not like that. The Rambam in that Gemara. The Rambam is clear. Where's the Rambam again? In Perek Yud, Schirs, Locha Beis, the Rambam says, Kol Sha'ayim Lecha Beira, Shmar L'Vesh Melcha, Arei the Shmir B'Bayilim, Omol Shmar L'Ayayim, Vesh Melcha Mochar, Hashulein Ayayim, Hashulchul Mochar, okay, we're not getting involved with what's different today, tomorrow, whatever. Says the Rambam, all these things, Kulam, Nasu Shayim Esach Azel Azel. Kids, in the Rambam, it's clear that he puts together Shmar L'Eshmacha with Hashileini Hayoyim Hashilcha L'machar. He puts them together. So it's clear in the Rambam that a Shayol does have a Chiyuv Shmira. A Shayol does have a Chiyuv Shmira. And not like Rashi. So even though Pashta, the Chiyuv Tashlumin is a Chiyuv Achrayis,
Pakapanim, even though the chiv of shlum is the chiv of achrayis, but still there's a chiv of shmir. So there's two things by a shayla. A shayla has two things: the chiv to watch, and there's a chiv of achrayis. Now, Bemson in the Rambam, it's muchach l'shtasai, because we mentioned the Rambam before that she is mitam masik, right? Echayiv and karka. What about by a shayla? Yeah, a shayla is pesheya on karka or an eved. He borrows an eved and he's pesheya, and something happens. So Rambam is not machal, but shayla is also. Shayla is also pshiya mitam masik, and you bechayiv for pesheya, right? Now, one second. We said before, in order that there should be a chiyuv peshei mitam mazik, there has to be a chiyuv shmira. That's why we said karka is different according to the shach. The answer right is kasha. Balvima is different. You know, shayim b'cha. So if you tell me that shayil is not a chiyuv shmira, if a shayil has no chiyuv shmira, then how can we chayiv peshei mitam mazik?
Elamai is a shmira.
Elamai, it's the Rambam. Al karchach couldn't learn the Gemara like Rashi. The Rambam Shtasai has to hold that by a shayol it's not just the chiyuv achrayis, it's the chiyuv shmira as well. Because the Rambam by pesheya mitam mazik, the Rambam says that all shayim rachayiv pshia by karka, including a shayol. And we explained before the basis to be mechayev pshir mitam mazik, the aleph beis, in order to be mechayev pshir mitam mazik, is that the guy is a chiyuv to watch. And after a bowl of imai, there's no pshir mitam mazik. So meila, if a shoyl also has pshir mitam mazik, it must be there's a chiyuv to watch. So meila, by hashileini, by shilcha, the Rambam will hold that it's a ptura bowl of imai. Now, there's a Taisvis in Ksubis on that Nunvavim Beis. And Taisvis in Ksubis, Nunvavim Beis, is discussing halacha, which is actually the sugya on the Chayidalin, which we'll get there, that talks about the halacha that Hashem Mechinam could mechay himself like a shayol, Hashem Mesach could also mechay like a shayol, or vice versa. You can pat yourself. That's a sugya of be master mashkas of a Torah. The sugya that Hashem Mechinam can mechayev himself more, Hashayel Hashem Mesach can mechayev himself less. So Taisus has a problem with that. Now, why? Because the Gemara says over there. Because you're going to say the shayel doesn't want to mechayev himself in oinus. The Shem Mesach doesn't want to mechayev gnei veil. So the Gemara says, "Me'akar l'shibin nafshi." Because he wasn't mechayev, he wasn't mechayev himself. Okay? So he says, "I'm there's a problem. Why is it different than kedushin? By kedushin, I'm asked shayel chola asher tisalaina. Why is that different?" So that's not really getting to us with the questions, but the guy is a tenet. So it's like this: the second tenet. Inam yesh zaktayz shani hach shechayev as a tayr shem esachar al shlekech scham. Why is tayr mechayev shem esachar more than shem achina? He's getting paid. Shoyel, why is tayr mechayev shoyel more? Shkana shaloi, he has full benefit. He's not paying. He's using it. He's able to use the object. It's a freebie. He's getting for nothing. Umishabdim atzman says Taisvis lekol akasam parsha. Yeah. Meshabdim atzmam lekol kasam parsha. The side of the chiyuv shmira is depending on which type of shaman you are and your circumstances. Therefore, the Torah's kilu suggests these chiyuv. Well, the Torah's yeras of dashul adam. But the point is, the bottom line is of taisiv is you're meshabed yourself to the chiyuv of the Torah. Meshabed atzmam l'chol akasim b'parasha. Hilchos zaktayis and malkim she'ein meshabed atzmam p'turi. Why you chayev cha? Why is the shayim esachar chayev? Why is the shayim chayev? Says Taisa because he was meshabed himself. If he says, I'm not being mishaber to myself, then there's no chiyuv. There's not what's clear in the Torah is it's not the pshat, the Torah imposes these chiyuvim. Not the Torah imposes these chiyuvim, whether you like it or not. The Torah shoves down your face. No. The Torah says, this is what should be, and each shomer is mechayev himself, he's mishaber himself to the chiyuv of the Torah. Depending on the different shomer, depending on the level of shmira, the level of shomer. Melatisis, if I say I'm not being mashab of myself, I've never mashab myself, so I can't say I'm chayav, I've never mashab myself. Right? Now, so l'chayr, it's clear in Taisis that the side of the chiyav shayimrim, is that you're mashab yourself. It's a chiyav achrayus. If the pshat is that you have a chiyav to watch it, yeah? And you didn't watch it, and something happened, so you're responsible for what happened. So that nuskha taisis that you're mishabed yourself to the chiyuvim, you're not mishabed yourself to the chiyuvim. Right? You have a chiyuv to watch it. If you didn't watch it, then you're a pasheya. If you didn't watch it, you are a pasheya. You chayiv because you were pasheya. And what happened is a result of your pasheya. That's why it's almost like a mazik. But normally, the Torah is mechayev in this case, right? But pshat is that you're a mazik of sorts. You're pasheya. You're chayev for what happened. Because what happened because of you. That's why you're chayev. So then Torah's whole nusach over here that you were meshabi yourself, and if I wasn't meshabi yourself, I'm potter. No, you were meshabi yourself to the chiyuv. You were meshabi yourself to the chiyuv. You have a chiyuv to watch. And male, the chiyuv is because you didn't watch. So the whole nusach of Torah says, it's only because you're meshabi yourself. Here you were meshabi yourself. It's clear in Torah's. And the chiyuv comes because you're mishab yourself to Hainu. That since it's called Nashalai, I was mishab myself to Bechayev and Einzin. Since I'm getting paid, I was mishab myself to Bechayev and Ganeim and Veda. Mel, if I say I don't want to Bechayev and Ganeim and Veda, I'm Potter. Tyson say you mishab yourself to the chiyuv to watch it. Right? According to the other side, you chayev because you're supposed to watch it, you didn't watch it. The Moshe, the Rashi and Baba Kama, Mamash says very clearly the other side. Rashi Baba Kama, Rashi Baba Kama Memhei, which the Gemara is actually going to get to the sugya of Bnei Vinus, which is in the Shem, in the Gemara of the Shem. So there's a Gemara over here we all share and talk about. Then I say, Taisim, the Rabban, the Raj, will talk about the Gemara. And here, the Gemara talks like this, that if a Shem Echinam, there's a, like this. It's Arba Shemrim, Nichnasu Tachas Abayin. Okay, here we're actually talking about not only with the object gets damaged, if the animal damages other things. So the Shemrim is Chayef for that. Etc. Okay, that the shemesacher, the shemer is responsible for what happens, for the damage that the animal does. The Gemara says, that if the animal killed, if the animal gets killed. Animal gets killed, and so then is you kill the animal, right? Animal kills a person, he gets killed, right? And says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, says the chayav malachs the meishar lebalav chutz m'shem machina. Okay, you have to pay kaifer, meaning the pay kaifer if the animal, your animal kills someone, you have to pay, and Shamas a kaifer, and after they have to pay the bialim for the animal's debt, the animal's gonna get killed. They have to pay as a shomer, except the shomer chiyuv. The Gemara says, "Hechidam, idenatre, if you watched it,
and everyone's potter. If you didn't watch it, the name is Shem Echinim is Chayim. So how is it the difference between Shem Echinim and Shem Echinim, whether or not you have to pay the Bailim? So Gemara says, Tuma, you watched it, the Shmira Pchusa, and not you watched a minimal Shmira, and not a major Shmira, that's Chilgin Shem Echinim, and Shem Besachar. Shem Echinim is close to Shmira, so you watched it enough, you potter, Shem Besachar, not. Says Rashi. Shmir Pchusa. Del Shechor Lam Ruch Matsuya. What's Shmir Pchusa? Kulun Dechaynis? Yulun Dechaynis? So, right, the beginning of Dechaynis talks about Shmir Pchusa is Del Shechor Lam Ruch Matsuya. Shmir Mula is Del Shechor Lam Ruch Shein Matsuya. Okay, so Shmir Pchusa is Rashi. You put up a door that could stand at normal wind, but a little bit of a breeze is going to blow it down. So, Shem Echinim is close to Shmir Asai. The Ein Olav is Chazik B'Shmir Asai. B'day b'kach, right? He doesn't have to overexert himself to watch it. Minimal shmira, puts up a door in front of the animal, it's enough. V'lak pshi, hilkach, l'gabi b'ayil, potter. Midmei shor. The shor gets killed now because it killed somebody. He's potter. Dorsagile b'shmir b'chusa b'ay kapara. But still, he still needs kapara. Now, v'hani l'kos v'shmirasin, sh'chayavim hayu, listen to this Rashi, what he's saying. So Rashi says, why if it's Shmir the Shmir Pchusa? Yeah, and then the show went out, killed someone, now the show doesn't get killed. You have to pay for that. Why? Says Rashi, Pshiyahi, midi dahava gneva veda. Says Rashi, so now that the animal get killed, I'm a Pshaya, to my Shem Asacha. Right? It's a chiyah Pshiya, Rashi says. Midi dahava gneva veda. Just like a gneva veda, Yichai. Why Yichai if it gets stolen? Because you're a Pshaya. Dahainu, you didn't watch it enough. You didn't watch it when you should have watched it. And you're a Pshaya. Rashi says very clear, it's not a chiyah of crimes. Not that I accept it upon myself. If it gets lost, I'm going to pay. Rashi says, you're a Pshaya. Ashemachinam, the Pshaya is, if you just didn't close the door at all, that's Pshaya. But for Hashem Yisachar, if it was Del Shecholam Beruach Mitzuya, but it's any Cholam Beruach Shein Mitzuya, you are Pesheya. And that's why if something happens to the animal that goes and gets killed, so it's going to get killed, you're a Pesheya, just like B'gnei Maveda. B'gnei Maveda, Firashi, is a Chiv of Pshia for Hashem Yisachar. Dainu, I'm Pesheya. I'm Pesheya, and what happened? And therefore, I'm responsible for that. So the Chayyim Rashi is clearly the other tzad.